This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 11th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Happy Friday, all. Hello.
Happy Friday. And hello. Jason Bishop.
Happy payday Friday. Put some money in savings.
Sock it away.
That's right.
Those are nice. Those are nice. It's also a football Friday here on The Fan, so we'll be talking a lot of NFL, a lot of Commanders, Ravens throughout the show, but we'll sprinkle in some movie talk with Kevin McCarthy at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein will join us at 8, and we've got Scott Abraham from ABC7 jumping on at 9 to talk about this game. And the buzz, it just is growing and growing this week for Lamar versus Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
I met up with a buddy last night at Burton's Bar and Grill, and I got to the bar a little bit before he was. So I'm sitting at the bar, and there's a guy who I've never met before, but clearly he listens to the show or has seen the show on TV, because he just turned to me as I sit next to him at the bar, and he goes, "Who do you like on Sunday?"
Aha, buzz is growing. Very good.
Mm. It's just what it is. It's the biggest story of the week here in D.C.
I've watched all the pressers. I've watched Jaden's presser, Quinn's presser, Joe Witt's presser, Cliff Kingsbury's presser. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of do that every week, but I'm really...
Anything interest you?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, all the coaches are just very positive. They're very focused week to week.
I think Quinn said he didn't want to call it a measuring stick game, but yeah. I'm sorry. It's a measuring stick game. It's a measuring stick game for Jaden. It's a measuring stick game for the team. You're playing one of the big boys.
Witt's answer to that was every week we play someone that we have a tremendous amount of respect for, that it's a great player or has multiple great players. A
lot of coach speak in there. I'm sure.
He was saying, look, Derrick Henry's a great player. You know, Lamar's a great player. He's been doing it for a long time. Whether he's 210 pounds or 220 pounds, doesn't matter. He's still Lamar. But he said, I think I've got a plan. He mentioned everybody kept jocking Todd Monken. And he mentioned, I guess he worked with him in 2019. Joe Witt did. And but he said he thinks he's got a plan. He thinks it'll work, but he'll tell you on Monday.
Well, the Ravens had a coaching shakeup to an extent, right? They brought back Dean Pease.
Mm-hmm. Yep, brought him
to help out on the defensive side,
right?
Because they've got some issues. So it'll be interesting. You've got a great rushing attack here in Washington going against a great rush defense. Of course, the Ravens run it as well as anybody. They're number one in the league, mm-hmm. taking on a weak rush defense in Washington.
That's so scary. Yeah. I just don't know how to solve that one.
And then you have the quarterbacks.
It's going to be brutal, but I would expect on the offensive side for the Commanders that they're probably just going to lean into the passing game a little bit more.
I mean, I guess.
Are you really going to try to run over a brick wall defense?
Well, Jaden's answer to that is we're just going to do what we do.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Any chance this game is just a dud?
Sure.
Dud scoring-wise? Or
either scoring-wise or it's blowout one way or the other. Smaller percentage, obviously.
I think it's a smaller percentage. I think both teams are going to score in this one.
I don't know that either defense is good enough to make it a dud, right?
I mean, it's tied for the highest total on the board.
I don't think it'll
Detroit,
be.
Dallas.
My son believes it's going to be a blowout in favor of the Ravens, for what it's worth.
Really?
We were hanging last night. By the way, teenage boys are some of the most clueless people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He is a smart kid. Has a 3.92, which is a 4.7 weighted. So he gets killer grades.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday at round 12 o'clock, he sends me a message. He's like, Dad, my car won't start. Just got him this nice used car from Oarsman Cars. Go to oarsmancars.com. Perfect car. I'm like, ah. Now, it's an older car. So in my head, I'm thinking he must have left the lights on or something because it doesn't have the auto lights. It's old school.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually had to turn it to off.
Sure.
Like, maybe he left the lights on and there's no battery. So I go to Quince Orchard High School. And he's waiting by the car. He had called AAA. So AAA was on the way.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
But he's there. And I see that his, in the parking space, his car's kind of askew. Like, he's not, he's a new driver. It wasn't perfectly straight.
Right.
So I say, hand me the keys. And I can see the steering wheel is all the way to the right.
Yeah.
See, you immediately know what happened.
I know the problem.
I mean, it happens sometimes where... If you get in your car, there are times when your steering wheel is locked and it won't let the car start.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a key fob. It's the old school key. I put the key in. I move the steering wheel. Boop, and it starts. He's like, how'd you do that? It's like, you move the steering wheel.
Oh, it's an inexperienced driver. Like
What kind of car is it again?
It's a Nissan Versa 2016.
He doesn't know the...
V-E-R-S-A?
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't know that little life
hack. But you knew it immediately.
Well, because I'm old.
Right.
I've driven cars like that before.
He's just an old guy.
That just, I mean, if you've driven for more than 5 years, an older version car, you know that if the steering wheel is like in a certain position, you got to kind of jerry-rig it and then turn the key and then
Correct.
It starts.
Right.
So somebody who just starts driving might not know
right.
that.
Right. So that's fair, but let me give you an example later in the evening. So it worked out because we usually meet up. He does a half day of school, and then 3 days a week he takes a college course. Mm-hmm. It's called dual enrollment. Mm-hmm. So he's done at 11:15.
Nice.
So 3 or 4 days a week we try and meet up at the gym after the show, and we'll get a lift in, or he'll do his cardio. So we would have met anyway, and he needed to borrow my computer because he was doing play-by-play for Quince Orchard's game against Seneca Valley. By the way, they won 48-0. Anyway, so I give him my computer. He says he's going to give it to me after the broadcast. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I met up with my buddy Frank over at Burton's Bar and Grill in the Kentlands. And Dylan sends me a text after the game. He's like, hey, do you want me to drop off the computer to you? And I said, sure, we're here. And he shows up without the computer. He left it in... his color commentator's bag.
Mm, okay. Left it behind.
It's just teenagers forget more stuff than anybody on the planet.
Well,
I know that I'm sure
boys.
You dealt with it. Yeah, boys compared to girls.
I mean, my son's 24. He's still
I mean, the girls do it too. I mean, it's not just boys.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think boys are a little bit dumber.
Yes, I agree with you.
On the whole.
In the common sense things.
Yeah.
Like I said, the books, fine. But common sense things...
I mean, my daughter does dumb stuff, too. Like, she'll leave her water bottle in the car and have nothing in volleyball. I mean, you know, girls do dumb things.
We do dumb things.
Yeah. Well, because we're guys.
I do plenty of dumb stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my wife
so much.
My wife thinks I'm so dumb. almost no regard for me.
So last night, when I was at the bar, they had two TVs. And at first, they didn't have the Thursday night football game. Because certain spots...
Instead?
They had a playoff game, say the Yankees Royals.
All right.
And on the other one, the guy who was a couple spots down from me, I heard him said, he said, could you put the JMU game on?
Okay.
So JMU was beating up on Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Yep.
But I think that most of these bars, if it's not a true sports bar, they're not ready still for Thursday night football being on Amazon.
They're not equipped for it.
And when my buddy Frank showed up, he's like, how come they don't have the football game? I was like, because they probably don't have Amazon
so
here.
They're new.
And then we made a little noise.
Streaming.
And then some guy used his own personal Amazon. You know, start up, do the QR code.
Well, Valdez, they need to use what we use. Can we say what we use? No, we're not allowed to?
Probably shouldn't.
All right. Thought it was all, you know, on the straight and narrow.
Thought it was kosher?
Yeah.
You've got all the channels, though, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, no problem.
If you even hooked yours up.
It's hooked up. It's so much easier.
Are you going away this weekend?
Yeah, I got a haul ass out of here.
Will you be back Sunday morning before the
always? Oh yeah, yeah. Always. But I got a haul ass because I got to go. We're picking up my son in Jersey because he hasn't been to a game yet. So picking him up, he's taking a train from the city, and I just got to be in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Yale.
Yale and Brown.
Bring us back some New Haven style pizza. Can you share the wealth a little bit?
Been there multiple times. I just don't know that I'm gonna have time to this trip.
It's kind of upsetting. I'd like to try New Haven.
When you're on
style
the Yale
pizza.
Campus, do you feel even dumber than usual? And Cornell's an Ivy League school. It's all smart, but like Yale and Princeton, I think are like the top of the top, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Harvard.
Oh yeah, Harvard. I slept on Harvard.
Yeah. Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
I
don't know if it's that.
Yale and Harvard are like kind of in the cities, like little cities. I don't know. I feel dumb all the time. I mean, I feel dumb here. I feel dumb everywhere.
Right.
You know, I don't have a lot of self-esteem.
It doesn't matter if it's at Harvard or DC.
So yeah. Matt Cahill. Hello, Matt Cahill.
Good morning.
What time
Victor?
What time did you go to bed? I watched until it was 10-0 live, and then I watched a little bit this morning. So I was just fast forwarding.
You want to talk about a game that started out I thought as a dud? They were just punting and punting. And then it just turned into a fairly interesting.
Yeah, because the kick returns.
Yeah,
kick return. Yeah, but then the second interception from Geno was huge. It was 23-17. They go down and score there. They could take the lead. That was deep in their own territory. That was a massive play. But anyway, how are you feeling? What time did you go to bed?
I don't know. Whenever it was over.
Oh, you watched the whole thing?
45 or I guess it ended at 11:30 or so.
Mm.
Did you when you tweeted Fire Pete Carroll? You were being sarcastic for everybody.
Oh,
that could,
of course. Yeah. Yeah, for all the idiots out there that wanted to fire Pete Carroll for the next genius.
You're
out
off.
There.
You're off McDonald the boy genius already. You're off him.
I mean. He hasn't shown anything. I mean, he's a complete joke.
Your quarterback is turning the ball over, and your kick returner is fumbling the ball. I mean, that's not on.
Yeah,
McDonald.
But you have to be able to stop the run. He's supposed to be a defensive wizard. No, now the 49ers have a great rushing attack, but what'd they finish with, like 240 yards rushing?
228.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're down to their third string guy who's ripping
off. Well, that's
off
what
long
they do.
I wish I knew that in the second half of last season that the Ravens were the 30th best run defense. They were just getting gutted left and right. Someone should have told me that before I
got on the
smitten
new guy?
On Mike McDonald.
Yeah.
How many of the those injuries on the defensive line, how many of those guys were back? I wasn't really paying attention.
There's still one or two out. Two out, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you called it. You said that they own us.
Six straight.
Yeah,
you did call
last few years. Yeah, whatever. It's a rebuild. I'm still I still like Geno. He's still my guy. Bad game. I don't even care. I like the guy, so I like rooting for him. That's just, it is what it is. But he made a couple horrendous throws. I mean, first drive of the game, we're driving down there and he overthrows
Lockett.
Yeah, bad pick.
Something.
Bad pick. They were threatening too.
Yeah, they could have gone in there and scored.
Well, I
mean, San Francisco went down and they only kicked the field goal, but still 3-0. And then they get the ball back. Can't remember how they got the ball back. That wasn't after the fumble, I don't think. Because then they scored, and it was 10-0. And then Chenault fumbled, so they held them to 6 points on those turnovers, but they couldn't do anything offensively because
how'd the new kicker finish? I know he hit 3 field goals in the first.
He had 12
half.
Points.
I mean, he finished with some ice over his head because he got knocked out.
Oh, did he?
At the end of the game.
Oh, like, I didn't see that.
Well, I don't know if he got knocked out, but kick returner. Ran right through him. So you might be out another kicker.
So Matthew Wright, so Moody and Wright are going to be out. Oh, well, we'll see.
Well, I thought my guy, Brock Purdy, played great.
He played well. Yeah, he played well.
He's so much more athletic than people give him credit for. I don't know.
He had a good bounce back. And look, running backs always get hurt.
Yep.
It's got to be one of the toughest positions in all of sports.
They get ground up and spit out. It just happens.
And Jordan Mason got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. McCaffrey's out. Who knows when he's going to be back, if ever. Mason gets hurt, hurts his shoulder. All right. So he was out for pretty much the entire second half. They drafted this kid, Ike Garendo, out of Louisville in the fourth round. So they insert him. He had a long run for, I don't know, how long was
70
that run?
Plus 70, yards,
75,
yeah.
76 yards.
Ripped off a long one.
But that's what's... Shanahan does. He just inserts a guy, and they can run block, and they can create openings and big plays. They had 5 plays of over 20 yards, so it was just a big play offense last night.
I tell you, my formula worked on the teaser again. I think I'm like 6-for-6 on my last 6 teasers.
Very good.
On fire.
Who did you take last night?
I took
the new teaser kid.
I got it by I think I got to buy a point. But I took the Seahawks plus like 13 or something.
Barely winning these.
I know. Plus 13 and took the over. Dropped it down and went over. Yep. That was easy.
That was clear. But you're getting lucky. But yeah, six in a row is good.
Well, I'm just adding a ton of points.
I know. But
so if the value's not great,
yeah,
you know, I'm getting half.
Yeah.
But
60 points on a Thursday night game. The last two Thursday night games have been, wasn't the Falcons game where Kirk threw for like 509?
Yep, that was a high score.
Are people killing Al Michaels? Were they killing him last night?
I didn't see that.
Sure. Seemed fine to me. I know the move is we just were killing all the old broadcasters.
And I heard Costas on the call last night, and he sounded fine to me.
On the baseball game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So your teasers are minus 200?
Because he pushes the total points up.
I'm bumping the points way up.
He's
so
buying
I'm not doing
a bunch
like a two
points.
Game six point teaser. I'm doing like a 9 or 10, just whatever I feel comfortable with.
Right. Well, he looks at it. And goes,
I'm squeaking him.
Well, he looks at it and goes, "All right, Seattle plus 13, and what was your over 40?
Yeah.
You go, that's a winner. But yeah, the payoff sucks.
Barely a winner.
But you don't care about the money. You just want to win.
You like I just want to stack wins.
You just want a minor sweat.
He likes the money.
So I got to win. I got to win 2-1.
Yeah, but the money, he's never going to use the money.
Everybody likes the money.
Cash out.
It's all play money.
You got to hit over a 66% clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come out even on these things.
Yeah. But so far, I'm like 6-0. I don't know.
It's a sure fool, come back. It's a fool's errand, is what it is.
Maybe
it's okay.
I'm not good enough to bet straight up. I'm not good enough to bet straight up.
All right, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show on a Football Friday? You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine as well. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. As I mentioned, we got Kevin to talk movies coming up at 7, John Feinstein at 8, and Scott Abraham at 9 o'clock from ABC 7 as we talk Ravens Commanders on a Football Friday here on The Fan.